Okay, continuing with the Ramban on the Parsha. So the first thing that happens to Avram when he gets to the land of Canaan that he's told to go to, of course, is Vayihi Ra'av Ba'aretz. There's a famine in the land, and he leaves. This is one of the most, I don't know if the word controversial is the right word to describe this Ramban, but it's one of the more oft discussed and argued upon Ramban, is the discussion of what exactly was he supposed to do when he got there and he finds a famine. It's clear, as the Mishnah Pirkei Avos lists, that Asar Nisyonos Nisnasa Avram Avinu. Avram was tested with 10 different tests, V'amad Bekulam, and he passed all of the tests, but the Mishnah doesn't describe exactly what the tests were and what he was supposed to do. So there's much discussion amongst the Rishonim, which one of the 10, what really were they and how he was supposed to handle them. So is this one of the 10? What was supposed to happen when he gets there at Yisrael? And there's a famine. So Rashi says, yes, this was for sure one of the tests. And the test was, he was supposed to leave. That wasn't the test. It's not a matter of do you stay or do you not stay. You can't live there. There's no food. It's a serious famine. Of course you leave. The only test was, what was his attitude going to be when he left? Would he be meharher achra? Would he question me? Would he say, I don't understand. You sent me from my home. I packed up all of my stuff. I traveled here. I got here. I did what you asked. And then you made me leave. That's the test, whether or not, when he got there and had to leave, he would question, argue, be disappointed. That's how Rashi understands what the test is. The Ramban here writes an entirely different approach. Yitziyasu min ha'aretz, that he left the land, that he had been commanded to go to, avon asher chata, was the sin that Avraham committed by leaving the land. What was he supposed to do? It's a famine in the land. Says the Ramban, ki ho'elokim bara'av yifdenu mimavis. Because Hashem, he's borrowing from a language from a pasuk, Hashem can save from famine too. And so if you're going to live in the land, this is a miraculous land. It's a land where nothing happens according to regular plan. I told you to go. Watch and see how I will take care of you when you're there. The Ramban then goes so far as to say, and the fact that Avram left and he abandoned the land that Hashem had promised him, Nigzar al zaro hagolus be'eretz Mitzrayim biyad paro. From that moment it was decreed that your descendants will go down to Egypt and be in slavery and servitude in the hands of Paro. You left willingly the land that I gave you. Your children will leave against it. Well, they'll be sent into Galus, they'll be sent into exile, just like you went down to Mitzrayim. So too will your children be sent down into Mitzrayim. So says the Ramban, he was not supposed to leave, and it eventually led to, again, our exile in Egypt. The Ramban then adds a second point in this, again, I don't want to use the word controversial, but very much discussed approach, because most of the Rishonim argue very strongly with the Ramban in this. The Ramban then says, what's the first thing that happens when Avram gets down to Mitzrayim? He turns to his wife and he says, you're a very beautiful woman. This is not going to work out. They're going to kill me and take you. Tell everybody, Achosia, tell everybody that you're my sister, and that way you'll live, and I will, I will certainly live on account of that. The Ramban says, Vidah, you need to know that Avram was chata achet gadol vishgaga. This was a, he used the language like an inadvertent sin, that he brought his wife, Hatzadekes, this righteous woman, the Michshal Avon, that he put her in the hands of the king of Egypt, who was clearly not a very upstanding and righteous individual, Mipnei Tachado Penya Harguhu, that because of his own fear that he would be killed, that he put Sarah in an uncompromising position, Hayalo Liftoyach V'Shem, he needed to believe and trust in Hashem, Shiatzilo Sovyes Nishtovyes Kol Asherlo, that Hashem would save him and his wife and everything that he had, that Hashem has the ability to do so. So the Ramban sees in both of these acts, as we're introduced to Avram Avinu, errors along the way of needing to have stayed in Eretz Yisrael, and then when you get down to Mitzrayim, not to put his wife in an uncompromising position. Many, if not most, of the Rishonim argue on the Ramban very strongly, as I mentioned, on both of these accounts. Rashi learns, of course he was supposed to leave Eretz Yisrael. The test was only not to question. But you need to leave. You need to take care of yourself. You need to survive. And all the Rishonim address why Avram said this to Sarah as well. And almost none of them use the same language that the Ramban does, a very strong language, that Avraham erred in both of these occasions, leaving and putting Sarah in that particular position. But it's worth noting, as the Ramban and others, the Avos were not perfect. Not Avram, not Yitzchak, not Yaakov, not Moshe, not Aaron. The Torah is very clear in describing errors things that did not go exactly as planned. They're human beings. Human beings are not perfect. Our leaders are not perfect. The Torah does not hide the imperfections of our leaders in order to teach us a way to be better. And we find that often throughout Chumash, and Ramban points that out over here as well.